I'm Liz Kramer with Mission Network News. In Egypt, seven church planters with Uncharted Ministries have been in prison for months. No formal charges of crime have been pressed, but Eric we met with Uncharted Ministries says it's because the men shared the gospel with Muslims. Egypt's government generally doesn't recognize conversions from Islam to another religion. Opposition from family and communities to Christians is marked and sometimes violent.
My team is constantly helping me say, the goal of this is not to have these guys free. The goal of this is for these fellas to be faithful where they are. And if that means to be faithful in prison, then that's where they're called to be faithful.
It's impossible to tell how long these men might be in prison. Uncharted Ministries is involved in supporting their wives and children left behind. If God leads you, would you give toward their needs? We'll connect you at missionnews.org. And a first-of-its-kind report was just released looking at ethnic and religious violence in northern Nigeria over the last 4 years. With more than 30,000 civilian deaths, the report found that Christians were disproportionately targeted. Much of the violence in northern Nigeria came from Fulani herdsmen. Greg Kelly with Unknown Nation says,
what aggravates it is the constraintment of grazing land and then the fact that the Fulani are Muslim and the farmers are Christian, and so you have that religious tension that comes in there too. So there's a lot of dynamics that are at work here, but fundamentally, Christians are being killed, and the government largely is non-responsive to these atrocities.
Pray for Nigerian Christians sharing Jesus in persecution. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. This month, Transworld Radio is offering a free devotional called Making Waves, TWR's journey to reach the world for Christ through media. Connecting partners, media, and you, we hope it'll embolden God's calling in your own life. Look for links at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.